Es khazor ze khnesh ba khas khshvag ba yhudim sakh khdush un dafkhav beis. Bryce says, the pasuk says im omar yoimar, and teaches that he has to say it twice, omar yoimar. If he says it twice at the beginning of the 6-year term and not at the end, he does not become a nirtza, because the pasuk says lo yetzei chofshi, which teaches that he has to say so at the time he's about to be set free. If he says it at the end of the 6-year term but never at the beginning, he does not become a nirtza, because the pasuk says im omar yoimar ha'evi. He has to say it while he's still an evet. Why do we need to learn that he does not become a nirtza if he says it at the beginning of the term based on the pasuk of lo yetzei chofshi? We should learn it from the fact that it's not possible for him to say, oh, haftias adoin, yes, ishtiv, yes, bonoi. Also, the Braisa says he must say so at the beginning of the term based on the pasuk of ho eved. At the end of the term, before it's over, he's still an eved, and therefore it should be sufficient. Rava said beginning of the term means that there is still a pruta of value left to him, and the end of the term means there's no longer a pruta of value left to him for this term of avdus. Zachmar Vaita, Braisa says if the eved has a wife and children but the master does not, he cannot become a nirtza, because he says, ki ahevachav yes beisecho. If the master has a wife and children but the eved does not, he cannot become a nirtza, because he says he has to be able to say, oh, haftias adoin, yes, ishtiv, yes, bonoi. If the eved loved the master but the master did not love the eved, he cannot become a nirtza, because the pasuk says ki toiv loy imach, it has to be together. If the master loved the eved but the eved did not love the master, he also cannot become a nirtza, because the pasuk says ki ahevcha. If he is sick, if the eved is sick and the master is not sick, he cannot become a nirtza, because the pasuk says ki toiv loy imach. If the master is sick and the eved is not sick, he cannot become a nirtza, because the pasuk says again imach. Rabbi Abaye asks, what if they're both sick? There is imach, but there's no ki toiv loy imach. So what's the halacha? Take ublev the shayla. Next, the Braisa says ki toiv loy imach teaches that one must give the eved every the quality of food and drink and bedding that's equal to the quality of the master himself enjoys. Next, the Braisa says, the pasuk says, "V'yotamei imachu uvan of imay." Rav Shimon says it teaches that during the term of servitude, the master is obligated to support the eved's children that he brings into the avdus. Rav Shimon dashes a similar drasha regarding the wife of the eved from the pasuk of "V'yotza ishta imay." And Mar says both pasukim are needed, because if we don't have the pasuk, if we only have the pasuk regarding children, we would say that they have to be supported because they have no way of supporting themselves. However, a wife can go work, and therefore the master doesn't have to support the wife that he's bringing into the avdus. If we would only have the pasuk regarding wife, we would say that she has to be supported because it's not typical for women to go and beg for money. However, children who can go and beg for money, maybe they don't need to be supported. That's why both pasukim are needed to teach that the wife and the children must both be supported. A Braisa says if the pasuk would say oznoi badelas, we would think to pierce the door near his ear. The Gemara asks, the pasuk says v'rasa adoin of es oznoi, which clearly says his ear has to be pierced. Rather, we would think to pierce his ear, and then you can pierce the door near his ear. The pasuk therefore says bi oznoi uvadelas, which teaches that he pierces the ear until he gets all the way through the ear and hits the door. The pasuk says delas, which can be understood to mean even if the door is not hanging. The pasuk therefore says mezuzah, the teacher, just as the doorpost is standing, the door must be standing as well. Why is the ritzia done in the ear? He said, because Hashem says that the ear that heard on Har Sinai when I told the Yidden that avodaihem, meaning avodaihem v'lo avodim le'avodim, and yet this person went and took another master for himself, that ear has to be pierced. Hashem by Rebbe darshan, why is it that the ritzia is done at the door and the doorpost? Why not near anything else? He said, because Hashem says the door and the doorpost were witnesses in Mitzrayim when I passed over the houses that said that the Yidden should only be slaves to me and not to others, avodaihem v'lo avodim le'avodim, and I then took them out to freedom, and yet this person went and took a master for himself, therefore let the piercing be done in front of this door and doorpost. Zok the Mishnah, Eved Kanani can be acquired with money, shtar, or chazok. He can acquire himself back according to a mayor by others giving money for his redemption, or by he himself receiving a shtar shichra. The Chum say he can acquire himself with money that he himself gives, and with a shtar if it's done through other people, as long as the money was from other people. How do we know a slave mate can be acquired in these three ways? Marissa, the Pasuk says that Eved Kanani slaves are to be inherited like other inherited items. The Torah therefore makes a hekesh from Eved Kanani to a field, and teaches just like a field can be acquired with money, shtar, or chazaka, the same is true for an Eved Kanani. Based on this, we would think that just as a field returns to its owner at Yovel, maybe the same is true for a slave, and he should be returned to himself at Yovel. The Pasuk therefore says, lo'ilom bohem ta'avoid, to teach that he does not go free at Yovel. A Braisa says, a slave can even be acquired with chalipim. The reason our mission did not list this is because our mission only listed methods that are not effective for other movable assets. Shmuel said an Eved Kanani can be acquired with Meshicha. This is accomplished by grabbing the slave and making him move towards him. However, if he calls him and that causes the slave to come to him, that would not be a valid Meshicha. Furthermore, we can understand why our Mishnah did not list this method, because as we said above, we don't list Kinyonim in the Mishnah that apply to other movable items. However, why didn't the Tana of the previously mentioned Braisa, which mentioned Chalipin, why didn't it mention this Meshicha as well? Mira says, because the Tana of the Braisa only lists methods that apply to land and movable items. However, Meshicha only applies to movable items, not to land, and therefore it's not listed in the Braisa. Fiyak Mar Brisa says that calling an animal, thereby making a move, is a form of a shikha. So why doesn't it work for the Eved? Mar says an animal moves based on the will of its master and the movement due to it calling it. Therefore, it's considered to be a shikha. An Eved has intellect, and therefore, such movement being based on him being called is considered to be done in his own will, and therefore, does not serve as a shikha. Rashi said that an Eved who is a minor is considered to be like an animal in this regard and would be a shikha. Abraham says, Chazaka is done as follows. If the Eved removed the shoe of the master or carried his kelim to the bathhouse, or undressed him, or washed him, or rubbed him with oil, or scraped his skin for him, or dressed him, or put on a shoe for him, or lifted him, the master has acquired the Eved. Shimon says, Chazaka can't be better than Hagbah, because Hagbah can be used as a kinyan even when standing in the rishus of the seller. From what does Shimon mean to say? Rabashi says, the Tanakam has said that if the Eved lifts the master is kind of the Eved, but if the master lifts the Eved, Lachari, the master is not kind of the Eved. To that, Rav Shimon said that even in the second case, the master would be kind of the Eved by lifting the Eved, because Hagbah is kind of every place. If we say that when an Eved lifts the master is kind to him, we should also say that a non-Jewish maidservant should be kind with Bia, because in the act she supports his weight and thereby is considered to be lifting him. Mar says lifting is kind when the master has benefit from it and the Eved has tsar from it. However, in Bia, since both parties have anoa, it cannot act as a kinyan. Mar, what about where the Bia was done in an unnatural way, shleikadaka, so that she doesn't have enough from the act and should act, it should be able to be a kinyan? Rabbi Chai Bar Ado of Acho said, first of all, maybe she has enough from such a Bia as well. Second of all, the pasuk makes a hekesh that teaches all beings are treated the same. Now, Yehuda Hindua was a ger who had no heirs. He became no yarshim. He became sick. When Mazutra went to visit him, he saw that he was holding by dying. He told Rav Yehuda's slave, take off my shoes and carry them to my house. Some say the slave was an adult and he was being kind to him at the time of Yehuda's death without allowing him a moment of freedom which should be kind to himself. Others say that the slave was actually a katan, and although Abishol says that a katan slave of a ger cannot be kind to himself upon the death of the ger, Mazutra didn't hold like him and therefore wanted to ensure that he did not have a moment of freedom which he was to be kind of himself.